My dear people.
Oh, dear. I think Bill Bear's about to make a speech.
My dear Bagginses and Boffins. And my dear Tooks and Bradley Bucks and Grubs and Chubs.
Yes.
And Burrowses and Hornblowers. Bulgers, Brace Girdles, Good Bodies. Brockhouses.
Oh, yes.
And Proudfoots.
Proud feet.
Proudfoots. Also, my good Sackville Bagginses that I welcome back at last to Bag End.
Well, thank you.
Now, while you're filling up the corners, as we hobbits put it, I hope you'll permit me a few words. Today is my 111th birthday. I'm 111 today. And I hope you're all enjoying yourselves as much as I am. Well, I shan't keep you long. But I've called you together for a purpose. Indeed, for three purposes. First of all, to tell you that I'm immensely fond of you all, and that 111 years is too short a time to live among such excellent and admirable hobbits. I don't know half of you as well as I should like, and I like less than half of you as well as you deserve. And secondly, I have called you all together to celebrate my birthday. Or I should say, our birthday. For it is, of course, also the birthday of my nephew and heir, Frodo. He comes of age and comes into his inheritance today.
Did you hear that, Elko? What does he mean, inheritance?
I don't know, Lobelia, but I don't like the sound of it at all.
Together, our years total 144. Your numbers were chosen to fit this remarkable total. One gross, if I may use the expression.
One gross, indeed.
Nasty, vulgar expression.
Thirdly and finally, I wish to make an announcement.
Daddy,
I regret to announce that although, as I said, 111 years is far too short a time to spend among you, this is the end. I'm going. I'm leaving. Now. Goodbye.
Where did he go?
He vanished.
Oh, 1 minute he was there and it's his car.
Yeah. How did he do it?
Did anyone see what happened?
How extremely bad-mannered.
He's mad. I always said so, mad.
While Bilbo Baggins was making his speech, he had been fingering a golden ring in his pocket. The very ring that Gollum had once possessed and lost. And as he said goodbye, he slipped it on his finger, vanished, and was never seen by any hobbit in Hobbiton again. He walked briskly back indoors and changed into some travelling clothes.
Ah, Gandalf. I wonder if you'd come to see me off.
I'm glad to find you visible, Bilbo. I suppose you feel that everything has gone off splendidly and according to plan?
Well, yes, I do. Though that last firework was rather surprising. It quite startled me. A little addition of your own, I suppose.
It was. You've wisely kept that ring secret all these years, and it seemed to me necessary to give your guests something else that would seem to explain your sudden vanishment.
You're an interfering old busybody, and I expect you know best, as usual.
I do, when I know anything. But I don't feel too sure about this whole affair. Are you going any further with it?
Yes, I am. I feel I need a holiday, a very long holiday. Probably a permanent holiday. I don't expect I shall return. In fact, I don't mean to.
Why, Bilbo?
I'm old, Gandalf. I don't look it, but I'm beginning to feel sort of stretched, like butter that has been scraped over too much bread. That can't be right.
No, it doesn't seem right. No, I believe your plan probably is for the best.
Well, I've made up my mind anyway. I want to see the mountains again, and then find somewhere where I can rest in peace and quiet without a lot of relatives prying around and a string of confounded visitors hanging on the bell. And Dot?
Yes?
You'll keep an eye on Frodo for me, won't you?
Yes, I will. Two eyes, as often as I can spare them.
He would come with me, of course, if I asked him. But he doesn't really want to yet. He's still in love with the Shire, with woods and fields and little rivers. Anyway, he ought to be comfortable here. I'm leaving everything to him.
Everything? The ring as well?
Well, yes, I suppose so.
Where is it?
In an envelope, if you must know. There, on the mantelpiece.
Where, Bilbo? I don't see it.
What? Well, bless my soul. No. No, it's here. It's here in my pocket. Now, isn't that odd?
Oh.
But then, after all, why not? Why shouldn't it stay there?
There's no need to get angry about it.
I'm angry because it's mine. It's my own. My precious.
Uh-huh.
Yes, my precious.
It's been called that before, but not by you.
Well, I must say it now. Even if that horrid Gollum creature said the same once, it's not his now. He lost it, and I found it, and now it belongs to me, and I shall keep it.
If you say that again, Bilbo, I shall get angry. And then you shall see Gandalf the Grey uncloaked.
But the ring is mine, isn't it? I mean, I found it. And Gollum would have killed me if I hadn't kept it and used it to escape from him.
The Hobbit must have a competition with us precious. If it asks us a riddle and we doesn't answer, then we does what it wants and shows it the way out. It precious asks and it doesn't answer then. Then we eat it, my precious.
All right.
Ask us a riddle.
What have I got in my pocket?
Not fair! That's not a riddle. It isn't fair, my precious. It isn't fair to ask us what it's got in its nasty little pocket.
What have I got in my pocket?
Must give us three guesses. My precious, three guesses.
Very well. Guess away.
Hands is.
Wrong.
Yes.
Yes again.
Knife.
Wrong. Last guess. Come on, time's up.
String or nothing.
Both wrong.
Silence.
Now you must show me the way out of here.
Did we say so? Precious. Show the nasty little Baggins is the way out. Yes. But what has it got in its pockets today? Not string, precious, but not nothing.
Never you mind. A promise is a promise.
Cross it is. Impatient, precious. But why? No. Oh, yes. But we can guess what it's got in its pockets, can't we, precious? We've lost it, yes. He's found it! Yes! He must have!